It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System.
Good morning and welcome to Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I am your host, Caitlin Kozad, and joining me in the studio today is Kyle Furukawa. She's the manager of the Good Shepherd Family Birth Center. Our discussion today will be focused on a new program our Family Birth Center just rolled out that our community will be glad to hear about. It's called Quiet Time. Kyle, it's a pleasure having you here with us today. Tell us what your role is at Good Shepherd and how long you've been serving our community in the Family Birth Center.
Thank you, Caitlin. I have worked at Good Shepherd for 35 years and spent most of my career in the Family Birth Center.
What made you want to work in healthcare, and particularly the Family Birth Division?
At a very young age, I decided I was going to be a nurse, following in my great aunt's footsteps. I started actually as a CNA at age 16 and just continued working until I went to college and became a registered nurse and fell in love with labor and delivery early in my career.
Our Family Birth Center delivers over 300 babies a year, I understand. Tell us about all of the services the Family Birth Center provides from point of entry to discharge.
Well, we have a center called LDRP, so we treat patients from labor, delivery, and recovery and postpartum all in the same room, which is a family-oriented type of care, so moms don't have to move from room to room. All procedures are done in one single room until they're discharged.
And what can a new mom expect from the moment she enters the Family Birth Center?
Oh, lots of nurses with friendly smiles, the great nurses to assist you through your birth of your newborn baby, providing holistic care to all the new moms.
And tell us about this new program called Quiet Time that you just rolled out in the Family Birth Center.
Well, Quiet Time came from an idea that a group of us nurses got together trying to inspire a time for parents to just be able to spend quiet time and bond with their newborns without a lot of distractions, which in a hospital, you know, we have a lot of people coming and going out of your room, from labs to doctors to the nurses, and we just wanted to provide opportunities for this family to bond. And so we created a do-it group, which is something we do at Good Shepherd, and came up with the idea and how to implement this new program called Quiet Time for our families.
Wonderful. And tell us about this bond between mother, father, and baby. How important is that?
It's so important. They are just getting to know this newborn baby, what the cues are for feeding and crying and hunger cues. So it's just an important time for this family, just take an opportunity to spend some time alone with their newborn.
And have you already seen an impact this courtesy has made on our patients?
Well, I believe we might see an impact in the near future. We've only just started this program 2 weeks ago, but we've had families actually say that it was a pleasure just to have some downtime from extra visitors and lights down low, doors are closed, and they just, no interruptions. They've really appreciated that time.
And what are the times, Kyle?
So the lights go down, doors are closed, and the nurses make rounds on the patients prior to that just to make sure they need anything for pain, anything that they need. If they need fresh water, they make rounds on the patients. And our quiet time is from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., and then again at 10 p.m. until 5 in the morning.
Wonderful. And so this whole care team model at the Family Birth Center, tell us more about that and how this fits in. And what are our providers saying about this new program?
So our providers are thrilled. Spoke with Dr. Keeler, Lila Keeler, this morning about it, and she loves it. She thinks that providing this serene environment is an excellent addition to our holistic model.
And can anyone in our community come in for a visit and tour of the Family Birth Center?
Oh, yes. We often do tours after patients have seen their OBGYNs from the Good Shepherd Women's Center. They'll come on over and we'll give them a tour of the room and the department.
And how does the Family Birth Center take into consideration unique and individualized birthing plans?
So that is actually a question that we ask all of our new patients when they come in, is what their plan is for their birth. And some people have it all written down. Some just tell us what their plans are. And we try to meet all the patients' needs and wishes that they want. In our environment, we're very open to whatever the patient would like.
And you had mentioned earlier about the home-like environment there at the Family Birth Center. Can you tell us more about that and what it provides for new families?
So we have large patient rooms and babies room in. We don't take the babies out of the rooms except for small procedures that need to be done prior to discharge. So we have beautiful wooden bassinets that stay with the babies in the mom's rooms. The family, we have rocking chairs in the rooms and a long couch-like for visitors to sit on.
Did I hear, too, that we have a pretty neat jacuzzi tub available to patients?
Oh, yes, the jacuzzi tubs. Everybody loves the jacuzzi tubs. We have large jacuzzi tubs that fill way up and cover those pregnant tummies. Mothers love to do the jacuzzis while they are in labor.
So Kyle, in addition to this new program called Quiet Time, what can new families expect to happen after baby is born?
After the baby is born, you'll receive lots of nursing support and a visit from our certified lactation consultants. We have two at the hospital, and they'll make rounds and visit each and every mom. And you'll get a visit from your baby's pediatrician during the first 24 hours.
And Kyle, what else would you like to share with our community about the wonderful work that our Family Birthing Center continually does?
We want to ensure that moms and dads have confidence going home with their newborns. We encourage them to make a post-visit with our lactation consultants, which can be done in the pediatrician's office. The Family Birth Center nurses do follow-up phone calls and to check on mom and babe, answer any questions that you may have. And we want to provide exceptional, compassionate, and high-quality care to all of our community.
Okay. Kyle, I'd like to circle back to the Quiet Time program. Can you include some additional details that our listeners might want to know about this new program?
Sure. Just to remind everyone, our hours of quiet time are between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. and again at 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. You will also notice some following conditions that happen in the department. The lights dim automatically, doors are closed, we provide limited interruptions, staff speaking softly. This all helps in the support of our healing environment. You can help by silencing all of the cell phones, using soft voices, and keeping your TV volumes low. This all aids in the rest and recovery after the delivery to provide mothers and babies quiet time. These periods are set specifically for families to be uninterrupted and have just quiet time together.
to really protect that bond and nurture that bond that they'll be developing between mother and baby. So thank you, Kyle. I really appreciate having you here today just to shed some light on this new program. I think it's an awesome thing to be able to share with our community. If you're listening right now and have more questions, you can contact our Family Birth Center at 541-667-3670, or you can visit our website at www.gshealth.org. Thank you.